Thank you, Chair, Madam, for the opportunity. I speak on behalf of five Ryukyu Okinawa organizations to address violence against women stemming from the high concentration of U.S. military presence in Okinawa. We raised the issue of intersectional discrimination against IP women in the following 2 points. First, the health impact of pollution. The Okinawa Prefectural Government reported water and soil contamination related to PFAS allegedly linked to U.S. military bases. The U.S. military continues to deny the prefecture request for an on-site investigation. PFAS possess severe risks to pregnant women and their unborn children. The government's failure to address this pollution violates the right to health of women and girls. Second, sexual violence by U.S. military personnel in Okinawa. There were 7 cases of gender-based violence against women and girls within the past 2 years, which demonstrates how IPUDQ Okinawan women's daily lives continue to be threatened. We urge the government to take 4 actions to eliminate intersectional discrimination against Ryukyu Okinawan women. The 4 actions are: 1, implement comprehensive measures, including identifying sources of contaminations and conducting epidemiological studies to protect the health of women and girls. 2, ensure prompt and appropriate protection and relief for victims and establish a compensation system. 3, take comprehensive actions to end the culture of impunity and ensure that punishment and official apologies are done. 4, develop a plan for implementing the above actions, ensuring the participation of Ryukyu Okinawan women in decision-making bodies. Finally, we would like to ask that you urge them to take comprehensive measures to put an end to the intersectional discrimination.